As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And it is a very good morning, folks. Good morning indeed, Thursday, February the 19th. You're listening to Become Vocal Local over the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I am your host once again back here. My name is William Roberts, and while many of our affiliates and micro-broadcasting stations are away for the top of the hour, station ID, news, weather, sports break, and so on and so forth, during this first and shortest segment of today's broadcast, please allow me to thank you for tuning in this morning. You know, I've got a whole boatload of material. I've got so much stuff stacked up around me on this desk, we'll never get through it all today, but it's going to be a very interesting broadcast and a good broadcast indeed. We've got lots happening in the marketplace, the gold and silver. We'll talk about all of that. We've got a lot of political information to go through today. Just so very, very much that I'd like to lay down as foundational material. But as you know, this would be like our internet-only segment of the broadcast, an introductory time while the other stations are doing their business. We'll do a little bit of our own. I'll just remind you that if you value the information that you hear on this or any of the broadcasts on Oracle Broadcasting, if you can and as you can, perhaps you'd consider supporting the Oracle Broadcasting Network by visiting www.oraclebroadcasting.com. If you're not already there, locate the chip-in banner on the homepage and make a generous contribution if you can to keep Oracle on the air, on the web, and growing. We're trying to at least wrap our minds around the concept of going out into the various local voting precinct groups, 177,000 plus precincts across the United States. If we could establish in every one of those local voting precincts a micro broadcaster, we'd be well on our way to becoming the media for the 21st century. We would already be reaching out in a way that is relatively inexpensive and totally accessible to be able to bring information that has just not been put on the air in the last 40 years out in the hands of the people where they can listen to it in their cars and their trucks and their vans and in their tractors or wherever they might be on AM and FM stations so they can get away from their computers. Many, many, many people out in the hinterland don't have computers, and a lot of people in the city can't afford computers. And as this economic tsunami continues to deepen and worsen and deepen and worsen, more and more people are going to have to choose between whether or not they can afford to keep the high-speed DSL connections or dial-up connections and local telephones connected. You know, they're going to have to choose between eating and information. And so we need to make it easy so that if they just have a simple pocket AM or FM radio combo, that they can still listen to these broadcasts on a regular basis and stay up with the valuable information that they need to hear. So your contributions, your donations can be made at the chip-in banner on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, as I said, to keep us on the air, keep us on the web, and keep us growing. Of course, our sponsors throughout the day, whether you're listening on the radio or whether you're listening on the internet, whenever you can and wherever you can, shop American, buy American-made products if you can. Keep our manufacturers growing and prosperous and employing people. So if you can first shop locally, then support your local sponsors. If you hear sponsors on your radio networks, let them know that you appreciate them sponsoring Oracle on their networks. And then, of course, finally, support our network sponsors, too. They're the ones that are helping us get this broadcast up and going to you every day. And we absolutely need to have their support, so we need to support them. Together, in this process, we can take back America, one precinct and one county and one state at a time. We'll be right back and get this broadcast going. Stay with us.
My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. Willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, we'll lose some weight.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, yes, indeed, folks, the sun is rising over Missouri. It's time for a Show Me Showdown. We've got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to the Thursday, February the 19th, 2009 broadcast, the two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're on the web. Visit that site today, won't you? And I'm on the web as well, www.vocallocal.org, my little baby website, and ozarksvoter.info, the information website of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, the far southwest chapter. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you were in the right place at the right time to become Vocal Local. I like to consider this broadcast the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope of America. We're going to talk a little bit about freedom today. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in. Pick a name and become Vocal Local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room, as others have already done so today. Or just simply pick up the telephone and call in. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air and from around America and around the world, toll free 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. Again, that's host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can become a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96 in Exeter. That's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, the big mo to me. 65647, and again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. Log on and bookmark those sites today. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Today, gold rebounds to $980 range after the investors' profit-taking earlier this morning. We'll get into that. Political parties and constituencies, finding out more about that. Parliamentary procedure, perhaps we'll take a moment and explore Henry M. Robert briefly. We're going to go into property, freedom, statism, government, take your calls, and so much more. So you're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. Let's get that financial information out of the way. Active trading, New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. for Thursday, February the 19th, 2009. Gold off $2.60 after yesterday's high of now trading at about $980.90. You might as well just say 981. We're in active trading, jumping up and down quickly throughout the morning. Silver was off 21 cents again at 9 o'clock on New York time, trading at $14.13. Platinum off 34 bucks, a big stick today, $10.65 so far. Excuse me, that's $1,065 for an ounce of palladium. If it was going for $10.65, I'd hang up right now and go right to the telephone. I can assure you of that. Palladium off $4, $214 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Stock Index, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, I should say, 7,556. It's been under 8,000 now for quite some time. 7,556 for the Dow Jones. The NASDAQ under 1,500, trading at 1,468, thereabouts. And again, those numbers are going to change throughout the day. The U.S. dollar index off 83 basis points to 87.10. And crude oil up 89 cents, trading around the vicinity of 36 bucks. It's about 35.51 when I checked. The gold-silver ratio trading at 69.15. Now, what is the gold and silver ratio? Why would you care? Well, if you're a chartist or if you're an antiquarian, you know, you wouldn't even consider it. You know, it's just one of those things you graph and you write it out and things like that. But typically, the gold and silver ratio is just an indicator to let you know when it might be a good idea to sell gold and get into silver, or sell your silver and get into gold. So it's just a matter, it's a personal preference thing, but when there's such a disparity here, when you're 69 basically ounces of silver in value to 1 ounce of gold, it's certainly not a time to start dumping your gold for silver. Let's put it that way. In spot gold, the low and the high so far, when London opened, it was running right around $965.70, and by the time the NYMEX came around, we were looking at 984, so there's quite a spread there in the spot gold market so far. This morning, the spot gold market will close in 7 hours, so all these numbers are active trading numbers. Things will change throughout the day, and to do, if you haven't gone to www.kitco.com, that's a place that I like to start my day out. Get up now around 6 o'clock in the morning, log on to kitco.com and start tracking the markets. You could do that as well for yourself. It's better to teach someone how to fish than to continually feed them fish, but getting in the habit of putting together these kind of numbers for yourself will help you to stay on top and on track of the daily markets. Let's go into some news out of Bloomberg here. Gold falls in London as rally to the 7-month peak draws sellers. This is an article written by Nicholas Larkin. Thank you, Nicholas. February 19th, Bloomberg. Gold declined for the first time this week in London as some investors sold the metal to lock in gains from its rally to a 7-month peak, and platinum also fell. Now, I must caution you, listeners, if you're going to buy and sell and buy and sell gold, understand that to take advantage of these little highs and these little lows, unless you're locked into a big outfit, like we say in ranching country, unless you're in a big outfit, I would recommend that you just note the highs and note the lows, because every time you buy and you sell, the intermediates, the middlemen, the gold brokers, the gold dealers, they're going to take their cut. You're also going to have, if you're doing physical possession rather than exchange-traded funds, the ETFs, you're also going to have shipping costs and so on and so forth to take possession. So you want to be real careful about jumping in and jumping out of the market. A lot of the real strong analysts, the gold bugs out there, they advise you now in this bull market for gold to buy long and stay long. So we just keep track and see where the gold that you might have in the sock drawer is going on a daily basis. But back to the article, gold reached $987.71 an ounce, the highest since July the 15th, helped by investors' search for a store of value and record bullion holdings in exchange-traded funds. Those are those ETFs. The metal has gained 11% this year, while the Reuters Jefferies CRB Index of 19 commodities and the Standard & Poor's 500, that's the S&P Very Poor 500 index of shares, have both dropped 13%. And so when we talk about gold and silver, when we talk about the precious metals, we're talking about bullion coins primarily, bullion coins in physical possession, it's private, it's personal, it's portable, it's yours. Unlike Standard & Poor's where you're buying into paper and futures and things like that. We'll be back. Stay with us. Right here on Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.org or Broadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's 26 degrees, clear, crisp, with light winds here in southwest Missouri, and it has been a chilly morning. Dog refuses to go outside. She's smarter than some folks, and fortunate, too, that she doesn't have to work this morning. Nevertheless, let's go back to this article. There will be some investors looking to book profits in Golden, as I said. Unless you're out with a big out, unless you ride with the big brand, you better be careful in that. But nevertheless, here we go again. Even though the long-term bullish momentum is still in place, the market will pause after the recent strong gains. Gold for immediate delivery lost as much as $15.98 or 1.6% to $968.92 an ounce and traded at $976.84 an ounce at 11:30 a.m. local time. Now, where that is, I don't know. April futures declined $1.40 or 1%. To $976.80 an ounce in electronic trading on the COMEX division of the New York Mercantile Exchange. Listen up now. Bullion's 14-day relative strength index yesterday held above 70, a signal for investors who study the charts that prices may be set to drop. And again, if you've been following this marketplace for any length of time, you'll notice that drops are not all that unusual. Prices surge up, then they go down, then they go up, then they go down. It's kind of like the teeth on a crosscut saw. There's a lot of variation on a regular basis, and it goes up and down and up and down. And if you've ever seen a real crosscut saw, a crosscut set that was designed to cut logs, for instance, if you look at them, the teeth look like M's. Look at a crosscut saw. If you ever see one in a photograph, or if you happen to have one nailed up alongside your barn, go out and look at that very carefully, because it looks very much like a good market in gold. When you look at that saw teeth, they go up and they form these little M's. Now go back to Kitco.com and click on the 24-hour chart, and you'll see over the last couple of days a whole bunch of those M's. That's a pretty good sign. In other words, there's a valley. Then it runs up to a peak, then it drops back down, and then it goes back up again, looks kind of like the top of an M, and then it drops down again, and then it goes back and forms another. But what you will notice, if you've been following it for any length of time, I've been tracking this for about 10 years, what you'll see is that the highs keep getting higher and the lows keep getting higher as we move up. Now, from time to time, you'll see, like we did in the last 48 hours, kind of a 45-degree vertical rise on these charts again. If you keep charts and you make your own, we'll talk about demand curves one of these days and we'll show you how to chart them. But nevertheless, back again, if you're following the charts that are prepared for you and tracking the day-to-day events, you'll see that about day before yesterday there was a 45 degree incline plane as the prices just continue to rise. And so that's a pretty good sign that you're going to see a similar drop. And that's what this article here from Bloomberg is discussing. Bullion's 14-day relative strength index held above 70, a signal for investors who study technical charts that prices may be set to drop. So the prices are likely to go down again. But what do we care? Well, the reason why we care is because if you're not in the marketplace yet and you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for it to go down to $200 again, it's not going there. But the chances are, and the experts say, if you can use any experts say effectively, the experts say that gold is going to climb much higher. So you buy on the dips. Every time it drops down low, buy some more. Now, I fully realize that not everyone in the audience is able to jump in and out with $1,000 gold. But silver is kind of like the poor man's way. It's the poor little brother to gold. And silver has been doing quite well, too, now trading over $14. Dropped 21 cents an ounce today. So maybe you would want to pick up a roll of silver coin from your favorite coin shop, if you will, or your coin dealer. And if you don't have any coin dealers in mind, there are many of them out there. Look around. Perhaps you could spend some time on the Internet. But be very careful, because there's a lot of shysters in the market. So you want to deal with somebody that you know through personal testimony from your friends and associates and from your research on the Internet. You want to deal with people who are credible. And a lot of incredible gold dealers out there will offer you all kinds of incredible bargains. and they wind up just taking money right out of your pocket. Let's continue here in regards to the Swiss reserves. Investors, and this again is still out of the same article from Bloomberg, Swiss reserves. Investors have increased gold holdings as central banks cut their interest rates and boost spending to help revive economies. Well, I guess all countries are following the same Keynesian economics. I heard an interesting news blurb yesterday. This is kind of like Mugabe economics, Zimbabwean economics, the economics that are being followed by Barry the Usurper and the boys, Barry and the boys, is basically set to destroy our economy much the same way as Mugabe economics destroy the economy of Zimbabwe. So we've got our Zimbabwean dollars going here. But anyway, this idea of boosting spending to help revive economies, that's Saul John Maynard Keynes. Cain killed Abel, and they're able to kill us, and Keynesians are certainly doing everything they can to destroy our economy, in my opinion. As I say all the time, these are my opinions. They don't reflect our sponsors or our networks or anyone else. This is my own bias. And how could it be anything less, and wouldn't you expect it to be that way? Gold in the SPDR Gold Trust, the largest exchange-traded fund backed by bullion, climbed to a record of 1,024.09 metric tons yesterday. Wouldn't you like to have a metric ton of gold? Oh, my. Certainly be better than having a metric ton of manure to spread on the field today, but I don't have that either. Let's go into this a little bit deeper. Placing it, that is the SPDR Gold Trust, just behind the 1,040 tons held by Switzerland, the world's sixth largest stockpile. So you could go number seven is the SPDR Gold Trust with 1,024 metric tons. The Swiss with 1,040 metric tons. Now that's 2,064 metric tons of gold. And we still have five other big stockpiles laying out there. I wonder where they are. Wonder who's holding them. Why doesn't our author mention them? It would sure be nice. Options contract that allow holders to buy 100 ounces of gold for $1,000. Would you like to buy 100 ounces of gold for $1,000? That's 100 to 1. That's 100 to 1. Gold's trading right at, or very close to, $1,000 right now. So you buy option contracts on 100 ounces of gold for $1,000 each. By April, reached $43 on the COMEX yesterday, the highest since November. Here's a quote. Precious metals are simply basking in the financial market turmoil. Close quote. Walter DeWitt, all wet here, an analyst by Standard Bank Limited in Johannesburg, wrote in a report, quote, the options market is definitely bullish on gold, close quote. Barry the Usurper yesterday, if you weren't following it, you can certainly go to www.whitehouse.gov and read all about it. What a miserable bunch of stuff on that website. Go there today, would you please? Go and see what the White House is doing. Go and see what Trump is bringing to America. Anyway, Barry the Usurper, some would call him president. I call him a usurper. He has not proven any constitutional authority to stand as president. Wouldn't you think it would be simple to produce a birth certificate? I mean, if you wanted to get a utility contract for your house. If you wanted to buy electricity, you almost have to give thumbprints these days, and this clown can't even produce a birth certificate to be president. I think that it's about time to bring the Democratic National Committee into court, and maybe the same, the Illinois Democratic State Committee. Why are they advancing candidates that don't have the credentials? Nevertheless, Barry the Usurper yesterday outlined a $75 billion plan. We'll have to find out about that after this break. $7 billion plan. Bailout, finance, mortgages. We'll be back. Stay with us.
History will always remember those in strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice-over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, those listener call-in numbers are for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065. Those numbers are listed and posted on the front of OracleBroadcasting.com. Visit the website, check it out today if you haven't already or you're not logged in. And also remember, we do have the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. Sign in, pick a name, and become Vocal Local with the others there today. Going back to the article out of Bloomberg, we're not going to spend too much more time on this. There's a lot more to go, but I'll just jump about a bit. As I said, going into the break, Barry the Usurper outlined his $75 billion plan to help as many as 5 million of the country's homeowners refinance their mortgage loans. You know, I don't appreciate that sort of stuff. I have a natural aversion to socialism. I have a real natural aversion to reaching into my pocket to help somebody else. You know, when you consistently and repeatedly rob Peter to pay Paul, eventually Peter's going to go broke, and he's no longer going to be able to help Paul, and then even Paul will starve to death. Wouldn't it be better to build up Peter so that maybe out of the goodness of his heart and in virtue and beneficence, he would be able to, at his own choosing, help to support Paul in Paul's time of need? But that's not what's happening, folks. They're just simply breaking the back of the American producer. Platinum, palladium, and others, among other metals, for immediate delivery in London. Silver lost 0.7%, less than 1%. going down to $14.27 an ounce. Platinum, again, slid $26. We've gone over all of that. Platinum demand probably will decline to 6.8 million ounces this year from 7.13 million ounces in 2008. Why? And this was from, that was a projection given by Derek Engelbrecht, the marketing director of Impala Platinum Holdings Limited, Impala. And he said that in Johannesburg. Why? Supply may contract to 6.96 million ounces from the 7.16 million ounces. He said, why? Again, Impala, you ought to know, he's speaking from experience, Impala, the world's second largest platinum producer, cut its output goals by 8.7% as it slashed its spending on new projects by a third after the metal's continuing price tumble. Why is that? Because demand for platinum, which is used largely in automotive pollution control devices, catalytic converters if you want to be precise, and jewelry has crumbled as vehicle sales plunge. You know, you cannot continue to tax and tax and tax the people to underwrite to underwrite the auto industry so that they can produce more automobiles, more Keynesian foolishness, because as you continue to tax and tax and tax and loan more money into markets, the inflation rate gets to the point where poor Peter once again can't afford to buy an automobile, and I don't care how much you underwrite the automobile manufacturers, unless Henry Ford's employees can buy the Ford, you're just throwing money in the wind. Let's go into another one here. This is by John Nadler. In fact, I'm just going to pass on that. We've had enough of the financial news for today. I'll set that long and lengthy article aside. I want to give you something a little bit different. This is out of Andrew Galambos. He has a book he's written. It's called Thrust for Freedom. You can buy a copy of this on the Internet from Amazon. It's a very inexpensive book. It's a small book. It's basically a compendium of writings that taken extracts, if you will, from things that he's written that are much larger, longer documents. Thrust for Freedom, it's an introduction to volitional science, again, by Andrew Galambos. That's spelled G-A-L-A-M-B-O-S. It's called the, let's see if I can find it. The prototype was copyrighted or published in 1961 and 1965. This was copyrighted in 1999 by the Suzanne J. Galambos Natural Estates Trust, all rights reserved, blah, blah, blah. You can get a copy of this for yourself. What it basically does is it lays out some definitions of this man. He was a logician. He started out working for NASA. He used his logic to develop a series of definitions. Here's some of the information you would find if you got a copy of this book for yourself. It was given to me by one of our members of our Rocky Comfort Ron Paul meetup group. You know, I was asked recently if I had a photograph of myself. I live by myself. I don't have anyone to take pictures of me. But if you want to see what this old guy looks like, you can go to www.ronpaul.meetup.com/56. Just remember that, /56. All of the meetups, the Ron Paul meetups, had the same beginning. They were all www.ronpaul.meetup.com. And then in chronological order, from 1 through over 1,000, well over 1,000, the meetups /extension is shown, and ours was 56, so it's a 56 meetup group in the United States of America, actually around the world, I believe, throughout the entire meetup system. So if you want to find out more about me, you can go there and look at that. But I was given a copy of this book by one of our Ron Paul meetup people, and I was so impressed with the book that I ordered a copy for myself. You might want to do that yourself. Here are the chapters in the book. Chapter 1 is on property, then another, freedom, capitalism, liberal, progressive, conservative, true democracy, profit, bureaucracy, government and state, crime, true revolution, and then some various postulates of volitional science, and so on. But he introduces these various definitions, or the meanings and senses of terms. Here's his definition of property. I find it rather interesting and quite unique. Concisely and correctly stated, in my opinion, property is individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. So we start off with this idea of property, life, liberty, and property. John Locke's phrase, property, It's an individual man's life, and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property. They also have the same authority. They also have the same property. They are their own property. They're just small people, young and growing people. So our property begins with our body, ourself. And then the highest form of that then is, you know, of course, it goes body, you know, what is it, spirit, body, and mind? Well, so you've got your body physical. Your body is like a chalice, a vessel that carries around and protects and preserves and defends and nourishes what? Your mind, your brain. Okay? So property then is the individual man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of that life. And your highest property, of course, is your mind. So all of this hate crime nonsense, all of this stuff that tries to get in and propagandize your mind, everything that's in there, you know, if somebody's telling you, oh, don't say that, don't say this, stealing intellectual property, your intellectual property is your chief and most sacrosanct. So fluoride is a direct assault on your property. What's freedom? According to Galambos, here's freedom. Freedom is that societal condition that exists when every individual has full or 100% control over his own property. And again, your mind is your highest form of property. So here we go. Your freedom is 100% control over your mind. If you allow yourself to be brainwashed by the controlled media, if you're always looking at the, you know, House Beautiful and Fortune Magazine and all of this, you know, Country Living and all of this stuff, you know, and there's lots of it out there for men too. You know, shop magazines and tool catalogs and all that. You allow yourself, you open yourself up and you allow yourself to be programmed into this materialistic third dimension that is far from reality. You've got to be careful with that. But it's 100% control over your property, your own property. And from your mind flows all your ideas, and from your ideas and the thoughts that you come up with, then you start to formulate actions. And it's out of that body of actions that all of these acquisitions, all of these inventions, all of these incredible writings, all of these thoughts and words and deeds then flow. So we have a huge bundle of property rights. But freedom is 100% control over that, and we must put in the corollary that it is 100% of control over your own time, over your own property, 100% of the time, but it's 0% control of your neighbors, you see. So our rights end where the rights of someone else begins. Let me jump in here and see if I can find what I wanted to. 57, here we go. Let me turn over to that. Government and state, he has a chapter on that. Listen to these two definitions. Listen to these two definitions. A government is any person or organization that sells products or services to protect property, to which the owner of the property may voluntarily subscribe. Wouldn't that be nice? Isn't that the correct format for government? I think it is. A government is any person or organization that sells products or services to protect property. We'll be back and find out what state is all about.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, you'll lose some weight.
Okay, so we've got about 10 more minutes in this segment. Let's go into the state. We talked about government. I'll give it again. Government is any person or organization that sells products or services to protect what? Property. To which the owner of the property may voluntarily subscribe. So you might think that if there was any kind of a tax at all involved in our life, I would rather it be voluntary than involuntary servitude. But if there was any kind of a tax imposed, shouldn't we hold it up to that standard? How is this tax going to protect my property? And is it a voluntary subscription to protection of that property? If I choose to protect my own property or in some way or another feel competent to do so, then I may voluntarily not subscribe to that tax. Here is Galambos' alternate or the corollary, the state. A state is any person or organization that claims to protect property by coercing the owner of the property to use and pay for its services, quote-unquote services, claiming, quote-unquote, legality as its justification. Now, which of those two forms are we subject to today? A government or a state? A couple of years ago, on June the 30th, I think it was, of 2004, I had a profound thought come to mind. It went like this, if I can recall it. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. In the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. And so we can see that my profound thought lines up rather handily with Galambos' definition. I'll give it again. A state is any person or organization that claims to protect property by coercing the owner of the property to use and pay for its services, claiming legality as its justification. Interesting, wouldn't you agree? This is something similar that George Washington said. He said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is fire. Excuse me, it is force. And like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. But here, Washington was using the term government, where perhaps more accurately, he could have used the word state or statism. Let's find out what Aristotle has to say about this. Here from the Basic Works of Aristotle, a rather weighty tome published by Random House, in his section on politics, in the contents, the table of contents, there are a variety. They list all of the contents, and then there are these synopses that are presented. And they make a real good snapshot of what you'll find when you read these various chapters. Of course, a lot of people don't know that Aristotle wrote a book called Politics. He wrote basically the outline for much of the politics that we look at today, although there were others, Polybius being important for us in America. But here's how it begins in this table of contents. The state is the highest form of community and aims at the highest good. How it differs from other communities will appear if we examine the parts of which it is composed. So right here in Aristotle, we discuss state. There is a difference between states and governments. They're two different words. Words have meanings, and their meanings are important, and the usage of those words help us to form our realities, because our realities, not only during the time that we are awake, but throughout the entire evening, throughout the whole night while we sleep, our entire reality is shaped by our vocabulary, by the words we know, by the words we use, and by the words that we've heard others use. When I say the word dog, you immediately get a picture of a dog. It may not be the same dog picture that I have, but we can all understand what dog is, or cow, or horse, or pig, or sheep. But when we say government and state, unless you take the time to look into it, you might mistakenly accuse government of something that is being done by state and vice versa. But here, Aristotle says again, the state is the highest form of community and aims at the highest good. Oh, there's a lot in that. That opens the whole door up to philosophical radicalism, and we'll study that again. We've started it once before. I think that was on Monday. And we'll go into it deeper. But he says, how it differs from other communities will appear if we examine the parts of which it is composed. Here's the second part, the second book in this chapter, if you will, in book one. What is that state? It consists of villages which consist of households. The household is founded upon the two relations of male and female, of master and slave. It exists to satisfy man's daily needs. The village, a wider community, satisfies a wider range of needs. The state aims at satisfying all the needs of men. Sounds a little socialist to me, doesn't it? Men form states to secure a bare subsistence. Doesn't that sound like governments are instituted among men to secure these liberties right out of the Declaration of Independence? Men form states to secure a bare subsistence. But the ultimate object of the state is the good life. The naturalness of the state is proved by the faculty of speech in man. In other words, of the state, The naturalness of the state is provided by the faculty of speech in man. I'm not paying attention as I'm reading. In the order of nature, the state precedes the household and the individual. It is founded on a natural impulse, and that toward political associations. Well, so there's much involved in all of this. But here, Aristotle presumes that the state precedes the household and the individual, and for many of us, certainly here in the year of 2009, the state we were born into, the nation state that we were born into, or the state in the union that we were born into, precedes us. And so from the mother's womb, from the moment of conception, from the moment that our little brain started to form and we started to get feedback from our mother, our lives began to be formed and molded into the state that preceded us. Because our mothers are basically subject in the same state. Nevertheless, you know, and in the womb you hear all the music, you hear your mother's voice, you hear your father's voice, if you have brothers and sisters, the dog barking and all of that goes right through the body wall, right into the little baby's mind. right into the infant's mind. Parties. He mentions parties. We'll talk about parties. Let's talk about political parties. Actually, before we do that, before I talk about political parties, let's do this instead. We got 2 minutes, 38 seconds. This ideology that we talked about yesterday, this ideology that believes in political parties, has been inculcated in us in the same way that the state preceded us in life. The idea of political parties has also preceded us in life because the political parties have been with us since about 1840. Well, before any of us that are living today were born, obviously. And so we think of these political parties as being representative of us, as our representatives, so to speak. And people line up on either side of this, as we talked about yesterday, the armbands and the Indians, this love affair with balls and sports. We line up on either side of these, of an imaginary line, somewhere between the left and the right. More imaginary nonsense. And then we live our lives out believing in one kind of an ideology or one kind of a belief system and then opposed to someone else, always this competitive spirit. It's all a bunch of nonsense when you really examine it. But the idea of politicians representing the people, their constituents, key word, constituents. Let's talk about constituency right out of the Encyclopedia of Social Sciences, an article entitled Constituency, picking it up a little bit into it, first 4 or 5 paragraphs in. It goes this way, reads along like this. Formerly, representatives in legislative bodies were controlled by instructions from their constituents. A constituent, a representative and a constituent. Out in the local hinterlands, in your local voting precincts, in your community, in your neighborhood, there are lots of constituents they walk around. And that local voting precinct group has a county committee man and a county committee woman for each of the two established principal established parties. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And they are ostensibly your representatives at the most basal or foundational level of government. Well, there's the break. We're going to have to pick this up when we come back. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And as we return for the second hour, folks, in this first five-minute segment, while our other affiliates and micro-broadcasters are still away for their top-of-the-hour breaks, let me just remind you that the opinions expressed by me on Become Vocal Local are my own, or the authors of the various reference source material presented. Opinions and comments expressed by the guests and callers remain their own. All information presented on this broadcast is intended solely for your education, edification, and enjoyment, and may or may not reflect the viewpoint of Oracle Broadcasting, its hosts, its sponsors, or its affiliate broadcasters, including the station which you may soon be listening to. Listener discretion is always advised, and please verify the accuracy and the utility of the information that I present with your own research. In other words, don't just take it from me. I got that information, or I got that advice a long time ago from William Cooper, and I think it's extremely good advice. Just because you hear it on the radio, just because you see it on the TV, and just because you get it out of encyclopedias or a book, don't necessarily believe it. It's really important to have discernment. You need to put your antennas up when you enter into the field of self-education. If you don't have a good guide, you could get lost and die climbing mountains. If you don't have a good guide, you might never find a marlin or a salmon if you go deep sea fishing. So you need to have a good guide. And if you haven't got a good guide and you're your own guide, then you really have to use a lot of discernment. There's so much garbage out there. It's just like a minefield trying to wade through the stuff. And don't expect that just because you've spent $200,000 going to college that you got the full meal deal. That's not quite the case. You're going to get just about as much out of college as the collegiates or the academicians or the UNESCO wants you to get out of college and nothing more. You might have to spend $100 to get a textbook, but they're only going to read the first two paragraphs in Chapter 1, Section 2.03, Chapter 4, Chapter 17, and that's it. And if you don't read the rest of the book, you won't have the whole story. So there's a lot to be understood in all of that. Also remember that I receive no financial compensation from Oracle Broadcasting Network, its sponsors or affiliates, and I bring each of these broadcasts to you as my contribution to the restoration and continuance of the United States of America and the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government bequeathed to us by our forefathers, which I consider to be the great birthright. I have a dog in this hunt. I've got a dog sitting at the bottom of the tree barking, and we've got the shysters up the tree. I have something to lose, and I'm not ready to throw in the towel on the country just because the government is corrupt. So there's all of that. And as we say, if you value the information that you hear on this or any of the broadcasts on Oracle Broadcasting, if you can and as you can, perhaps consider supporting Oracle Broadcasting Network by visiting the oraclebroadcasting.com website and locate the chip-in banner on the homepage and make a generous contribution to keep Oracle on the air, on the web, and growing. You know, you've got to support your teachers. It used to be people would tithe, and they would tithe the church. That was like another hidden tax. Not only were you driven into the church by the priests, but then you were forced to give up 1/7 of your life today, and then you were supposed to give up 10% of your income as well, a tithe. So it's always your choice, but you put your money where you can, and whether it's a farthing or a shekel or whatever, a pence, whatever you can, whenever you can, perhaps you'd consider supporting this network to keep us on the air and growing. We'll be right back and get this broadcast going for the second hour. Stay with us.
Thank you.
effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ccwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ccwpromotions.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Thursday, February the 19th, 2009 broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on Oracle Broadcasting, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you've missed the first hour, access the Oracle webpage, go to the archives and pick it up. We had a good chat in the first hour, and we're going to continue the discussion that we began then in this hour. My name is William Robertson once again, and always I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. Right now, we're talking about constituencies out of the Encyclopedia of the Social Sciences. Covered a lot of ground in the first hour. We're going to cover even more now. We've got market reports at the top of the first hour that you might want to look at. And, of course, if you go and get the market reports for yourself, you can always visit Kitco.com. This is an article out of the Encyclopedia entitled Constituency Important when we consider the kind of government that we have and what we were given or bequeathed to us by our founders. Listen up here. It says constituency is the term applied to each unit or district represented in a legislative body. This was written back in the 1930s. This encyclopedia set was published then. But even at that time, it was pretty well laid out. I'll repeat, constituency is the term applied to each unit or district represented in a legislative body, continuing with the growth of modern democracy. Oh boy, the poison was going strong even in the 30s. With the growth of modern democracy, we might just simply say that social democracy, which is modern democracy, the growth of modern democracy even in the 30s, was the inculcation and the spreading of socialism. and democracy was used as a code word to hide that growth. That growth on the body politic metastasizing within. Continuing here, with the growth of modern democracy, a constituency has come to embrace a distinct geographical area. There we are, right back into our local voting precincts, our counties, and so on. But in the earlier stages of representative government, it was usual to establish legislative bodies upon the basis of distinct classes or estates. Now we're all the way back into Anglo-Saxon history and back in through Blackstone's commentaries and the writings of Coke and Littleton and the development of government in England from which we descend and our system largely patterned after. The nobility, the clergy, and the commons were often represented in separate bodies. And we have that at the House of Commons where you have the House of Lords. Then you have the crown, if you will, and then you have the chancery, and the chancery would be your house, that would be the clergy, if you will, the nobility is the lords, of course, and then the commons, the House of Commons, and then, of course, the crown. We have much the same going on here, the World Council of Churches, you know, the clergy, the nobility, the Senate, and the commons, the House of Representatives, that sort of thing. The extent of the commons to be represented compelled districting for convenience. Remember when we were reading Thomas Paine, we said that our system of government was not provincial. In other words, it wasn't colonial. It wasn't a colony. That it was continental. And it's because of the geographical size of the continent that it was divided up into districts. But the older system of class representation here, continuing, has furnished the starting point of modern theories of functional representation. Of course, on this broadcast, we're going to cover all of this sort of stuff. Because truly, if we don't understand the system of government we have, how on earth would we ever restore it? Got a 57 Chevy laying out along a fence line someplace, up on blocks, the front two wheels are gone, somebody's pulled the motor. Three guys come out there, they pull out there in the pickup truck and look at it, and they want to restore the truck, restore the Chevy. They say, hey, wow, that'd be great, let's restore it. And one guy, he's got a dual quad 327 Corvette motor in mind for putting in there, and he's gonna lower it, and he's gonna put in disc brakes and a tilt wheel and a tuck and roll interior, you know. And that to him is restoration. And to the next fellow, maybe he's thinking about a full-blown Hemi in there and he's going to have a dragster, wheel tubs and the whole thing, slicks in the back, line locks in the front, narrow wheels, so on and so forth. And the third guy's standing there and he's going, yeah, we got to restore this. And he's seeing some 57 Chevy just like it was when it rolled off the showroom floor. So we need to understand what we're going to restore before we can actually begin the process of restoring, or we'll come out with such a hodgepodge that none of us will recognize what we've built. Continuing here then, functional representation is one form of representation, and we will talk about it in the future. Continuing, the requirement that the knights of the shire, this is a quote, and citizens and burgesses should be dwelling and resident, close quote, within the constituencies they represented, although adopted in England and blah, 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 it was not kept. But in Massachusetts, by the Act of Assembly in 1693, it was directed that representatives must reside, that tricky word there, in the towns for which they were chosen, and so on and so forth. We'll just drop down. But the idea there is that, you know, Barry the Usurper would have been best off if he wanted to be a president of the United States to have been born in this blinking country anyhow. With all of the Negroes that are out there that would be qualified to serve as president, why did we get this man, this usurper, as the first Negro president? I don't know, really hard to say. Let's go on. It says, formerly representatives in legislative bodies were controlled by instructions from their constituents. Important. When was the last time you provided a memo to your senator as to what you wanted him to achieve while he was in office? Instructions. A very long and lengthy discussion could be had at that. Continuing, this practice, that is instructions, which was in vogue in England as late as the 17th century, was brought to America. In Massachusetts, deputies were sent from towns to the general courts with instructions governing their conduct in that assembly. And on their return, they were required to report on the business transacted. You get a business report from your representative. From New England, the practice of voting instructions spread to the other colonies. In the southern colonies, instructions were not voted until after 1765, although the right of petition was granted and freely exercised from a much earlier date, a right to petition our government for redress of grievances. Instructions and petitions to our representatives, see, all this has been swept under the table. They would just as soon you don't know it. Meanwhile, again from the article, in England, a new theory of representation arose which was inconsistent with the practice of instructions. Note this now. Beginning in the Discourses Concerning Government of Algernon Sidney, published in London of 1698, and culminating in the speech of Edmund Burke to the electors of Bristol in 1774, the idea developed that after the representatives had been returned, in other words, they'd been elected and taken back to Commons, the House of Commons, and had taken their seats in the House of Commons, they ought not any longer to have a dependence upon those they represented. Whoops. Seems to me, ever since the founding of this country, this kind of mentality has been creeping in. Here's his quote. As members of this House, Sir William Young told his colleagues in 1734, quote, they ought to drop not only their dependence upon, but even their concern for their particular city that they represent. And don't they do that? We'll be back and continue this thought right after this brief intermission. Stay with us.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
And we are back once again. So we're going right back into 1774 and thereabouts, where Sir William Young told his colleagues in 17 and 34, quote, that they ought to drop not only their dependence upon, but even their concern for the particular city they represent, in order to concur with the rest of the members of this house in what they judge to be for the general interest of the nation. Instructions to the members of Parliament by the electors were barred on the ground that they would hamper representatives in the discharge of their lawful duties, and by restricting the freedom of parliamentary debate, hinder their legislating for the good of the whole community. The greatest good of the greatest number, a little bit more poison sliding in there. The idea of a restricted mandate was not applied to the members of the United States House of Representatives. These men were not to be simply the delegates of the people for the purposes of government. They were to be the people themselves. They were to be guided by the deliberate sense of the community. But this was not to require an unqualified complaisance to every sudden breeze of passion or to every transient impulse which the people may receive from the arts of men who flatter their prejudices to betray their interests in the Federalists. We see this, but the senators were deemed to be in the, quote, quality of ambassadors of the states, close quote. It was therefore considered entirely appropriate that they should receive instructions from the state legislatures which elected them. Of course, we're not using our Constitution properly to elect our senators, at any rate. Now it's all we the people, right? That great melting pot democracy. Nevertheless, the states, in some cases, demanded the resignation of those who refused compliance. And it was not until the Whig Party, which opposed the, quote, doctrine of instructions, came into power, that the practice fell into disuse. The rise of the party system substituted another means of control. Notice the rise of the party system. Representatives today, again, this was written in 1930s, representatives today so definitely owe their places to the party organization that an intermediate agency stands between them and the electorate. Faithful service to the party is necessary to continuance in public office, but the obligation is primarily to the local party organization. The party controls The party exercises control over the representative, supposedly in the interest of its members, but, however, successfully, the control is exercised in the interest of the constituency. It is the party, not the constituency as such, which must assume responsibility for the public conduct of the representative. So many words. But do you notice the last? It is the party, not the constituency. It's a party, not we the people, which must assume responsibility. And where there is a responsibility, there is the corollary accountability for the public conduct of the representative. So why is it that we throw rocks at the politicians? Why is it that we throw rocks and condemnations at the politicians when it is the party that must be held accountable? Question to you. Why question bury the usurper's birthright and credentials when it is the party that advanced him as a candidate? Why are we not bringing the Democratic National Committee to the grill for a broil? My question to you. Let's look at political parties a little bit and understand now that the parties are the boss in this case, and that the politicians represent the parties. They do not represent the constituents. They do not represent their districts. They don't represent their precincts, their counties. They represent the party. And we're going to find out why right here. This is from a textbook, The Politics of American Democracy. Gag me on the word. The fifth edition by Marion Irish and James Prothrow. This textbook I picked up at another one of these flea markets for pennies on the dollar, likely. It was copyrighted in 1971, but it's originally a 1959, 62, 65, 68 Prentice Hall textbook, just through the various printings. This from chapter six, Political Parties. Parties and party systems. Well, I should start at the beginning. After hearing bitter testimony on the degraded conditions suffered by migrant farm workers in the United States, Senator Walter F. Mondale, remember that guy, Democrat of Minnesota? He said, quote, "The capacity of our society to mangle people who lack the power to stand up for themselves is virtually limitless," close quote. The input institution that is most often claimed to prevent such mingling, or mangling, I should say, to give, quote, "the common people," close quote, control over system outputs is the political party. American political parties have apparently not served the needs of the migrant farm worker very well. Let's see how the parties have served other groups and the systems as a whole. That's the intro to this chapter titled Political Parties. Parties and party systems. In all societies that we know about, human beings are born and grow up under some kind of government. Remember, we're reading from a textbook published for a 1960 college class. So we have to use our power of discernment. And it helps to have several hundreds, if not thousands, of years of study under your belt so that you can correctly divide these words. But I'll try and do the best I can to throw in my thoughts and ideas as we go through. And we won't finish this today. We'll start it. We'll come back again perhaps tomorrow or next week sometime or in the future. We'll visit this again and again. There's a lot here. But in all societies that we know about, human beings are born and grow up under some kind of government, and that's a truth. Because in all of the societies that we know about, those are the ones in recorded history, and no time in history has there ever been a time in history where there's not some kind of government, especially if we understand what Aristotle was talking about. If we begin with the man and the woman and their creation of a household, that is where the government begins. But really, truly, when we understand Galambos' idea of property, where the man's ideas, his mind, is his highest form of property, and that out of his ideas form his actions and so on and so forth, we can see that the government of the human body, of the man's body, is his mind and his spirit that dictate the actions of his body. So we have government all the time. So an outward expression of government is simply the laws of nature and of nature's God that Thomas Jefferson was writing and thinking about when he was penning the Declaration of Independence. Continuing from our textbook, realistically, this means that the enduring problems of politics is not of devising a form of government and selecting the people to man it. The truly enduring problem is the management of transfers of power. Didn't we hear during Barry the Usurper's inauguration that there was a successful transfer of power and that it was a peaceful transfer of power? Why would I be concerned about this textbook and why would I even present it to you? Largely because many of the people who are in power today were going to colleges where they were taught out of this book. Instead of devising a government, human beings are presented with the problems of maintaining or changing the governments under which they live. We talk here about restoring our constitutionally limited form of representative government. That's what we're talking about, maintaining or changing the governments under which we live. And so responses to this problem, again from our text, vary from apathy to support for established rulers to demands for a change. We'll be right back. And salmon change.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, yes, lose some weight.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, you know, and I hate to lay this stuff out on you folks when you're trying to go through your two egg scrambled hash browns and whole wheat toast. But I can tell you, if you can stomach this at breakfast time, maybe you'll be able to cogitate on it during the day and then go back to this evening and listen to the archives when you have a moment or over the weekend. This is, I believe, very important information because we have this false idea of what kind of government we have and what is its role to us and what is our role within it, so on and so forth. And if we can clarify some of this, maybe we can proceed forward with a little more clarity and enthusiasm. It certainly helps me to understand more about our system of government so that I can understand better the shapes and the forms of the tyranny that's coming on us and at us so that we can then look and see if we can find some solutions locally. But let's go back to this chapter 6, political parties, and pick it up about where we left off. The primary question here, of course, then, continuing, the questions of who shall succeed to power and through what processes have been answered by different kinds of political systems in different ways. That's just a brief overview. Well, we could go into it for days and days, but this is not bad. It gives a brief thumbnail sketch. But unfortunately, in textbooks, these brief thumbnail sketches are sometimes all the student ever gets. And if they don't take their time, and if the instructor doesn't build their enthusiasm and their inquisitive nature in the process of teaching, if they just drone on and work at the chalkboard and pass out tests and quizzes, then, like so many of you probably, you fall asleep in school and you miss the whole boat. You just pay the bill and you get your piece of paper, and then you come out and you find yourself like Donald Rumsfeld or Paul Wolfowitz or Richard Pearl or Condoleezza Rice or George W. Bush in positions of high power and authority without a clue of what you're doing. Basically just destroying the government to satisfy the Council on Foreign Relations, I suppose. Hereditary monarchies solve these questions through a biological lottery. Thought that was a rather interesting phrase. Although bloodshed following or leading to the death of rulers was at one time frequent enough to furnish gory material for Shakespeare and other writers. My goodness, we're missing out on an opportunity here. If we're going to give millions and millions of dollars to the arts, maybe we should furnish gory material for those writers by having bloodshed following or leading to the death of our rulers. You know, perk up the nightly news. Modern dictatorships have been equally troubled by the problem of succession when rulers have fallen into disfavor, become senile, or died. Sound familiar? Perhaps the greatest achievement of procedural democracy, note this, is the development of political parties as peaceable agencies for expressing public reactions to rulers and preferences for their successors. The greatest achievement of procedural democracy is the development of political parties. Our country wasn't founded on political parties. Our founders didn't have anything valuable or I should say anything good to say about political parties. They had comments that were quite valuable. They had warnings and admonitions against allowing parties and factions to creep in. But of course, with the various banking interests came the introduction of political parties. Alexander Hamilton being one of those banking interests that caused the first division in Washington's cabinet, which we'll talk about again in the future. Nevertheless, going on here, political parties may be viewed as democratic equivalents of groups found in all governments, those supporting the established regime and those conspiring to overthrow it. Does this sound like a group that you want to have in your midst? Those supporting an established regime, I don't consider our form of government to be regimes. We talk about regime changes when we go in and destroy the Iraqi people. We think about those nasty Bolsheviks and Mensheviks conspiring to overthrow the Tsar and the Russian governments and other places around the world. But usually we don't think of ourselves as having established regimes and conspiracies to overthrow government, but that's really what parties are all about, as we'll find out. Given the importance of political parties for democracy, again, code, socialism, the importance of political parties for democracy, we might expect them to be among the most respected groups in America. That they are not is one of the mysteries of politics that we cannot fully explain. In other words, the authors of this textbook are going to sidestep their duty, if you will, as educators, to explain all of the mysteries of democracy. But they're not going to do that. One explanation of this irony is that both the framers and the original opponents of the United States Constitution, and here's the word, this is how they salt these little gems into the minds of the children and the young adults. I'll repeat the sentence and complete it. One explanation of this irony is that both the framers and the original opponents of the United States Constitution mistakenly expected that popular elections would give citizens direct control over government without the need for intermediary organizations. You see, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Samuel Adams and Benjamin Franklin and, you know, even Alexander Hamilton and all of the rest, they were mistaken, completely mistaken. They had made a big mistake, you see. They made a big mistake. because they mistakenly expected that popular elections, that's what they gave us, an opportunity to popularly elect our representatives, that popular elections would give citizens direct control over government. That's what they wanted. That's what I advocate, the abolition of the established political party system and a return to our constitutional form of representative government without the need for intermediary organizations. See, these are intermediaries. These are the middlemen. These are the mouthpieces. These are the go-betweens between you and I and our Constitution and the political party hacks. I guess this is morning radio. But I think that at this time period, in this juncture, with the advent of the television and the decay of the minds of the people, I think I could say this. If you were to visualize the political party system as a house of prostitution, or as a prostitution ring in a small town, if you wanted to get rid of the prostitution in a small town, altogether too often the billy clubs come out and the local gendarme come in, and they round up all the prostitutes and think they've gotten the job done. Wrong. So, in our political system, if we could visualize the politicians as the prostitutes, you know, Congress means intercourse, Congress, having Congress one with another, if we were to visualize our politicians as prostitutes in a prostitution ring, and then if we could understand that in the same analogy, that the political parties serve the purpose of the pimp, I think we all understand what that word is. I won't go into it. And then, if we could visualize the idea of the special interest groups, the lobbies, the corporations, the Council on Foreign Relations, and all of the pressure groups, if we could visualize them as the Johns, then perhaps we could have a better understanding of our political system. You see, you're not going to get rid of the prostitution ring in the city of Washington, or in your state house, or in your county courthouse, as long as you allow the pimps to continue to operate and to respond to the demands of the Johns. The Johns want the prostitutes. The pimps find the prostitutes and bring them into service, you see. They're the intermediary, the pimps, the political party system. I think we've beaten that to death. Let's go on. Generations of political experience, however, have convinced observers that here it is. We're inculcating an ideology in the minds of young people who might be studying political science, but here it is. Generations of political experience, however, in other words, experts say, have convinced the observers that parties are essential to the functioning of any group of people. No large group of individuals can behave as a unit until they are organized by those who are actively seeking to speak for the group and to formulate its policies. This is the building of an ideology, my friends. Here's a quote. Affairs of a group, be it a nation, a church, a union, or a chamber of commerce, do not and cannot take care of themselves. Small factions of men must advance proposals and put themselves forward as willing to assume responsibility for handling the affairs of the group, close quote. We'll be back. Stay with us.
CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music/business or a freedom/patriot-related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over two decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And we are back for the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. These broadcasts do come and go quickly. I hope you've been enjoying the discussion so far. We've been talking about political parties. We've been talking about the history of political parties, so a little bit of this and a little bit of that. There's so many things that we can discuss on this broadcast on a day-to-day basis. It can't be crammed into 1 or 2 hours. So we have to stretch it out and spread it out, and we will. I'll come back to pieces and go over them again and again and again, adding new stuff all the time from my library and from things I have found on the internet and other places, personal experience and so on, salted in as it goes along. There's a lot for us to understand about our political system. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have politics. We're going to have government. And as I like to say that, no matter how deep or no matter how long or no matter why this financial tsunami is going to be with us, impacting our lives, on the other side, we're still going to have government. I know there are a lot that would like to not have government, but I think if we think it through, the difference really, the argument really is, as Galambo stated it, it's a difference between statism and government. Government is pretty much the laws of nature. Even a clock needs some kind of regulator in order to function. But the idea of statism came later, and we can all question the validity and the value of status. Even the use of the term statesman indicates a assent or consent to the concept of statism. And it's a big topic, worthy of greater detail, and we don't have time today. But I'm going to close out this discussion on the common purpose of political parties from this textbook, written back and ready for the 1960s students so that they could bring forth someone like Barry the Usurper, the hippy-dippy weathermen, the bombers, so that we could then follow along and give the students what they really wanted, which was blood at Kent State or the Negroes marching, fire hoses and billy clubs down in Selma. But we go back and it says, the common purpose of political parties. What is a political party? Question mark. It can be distinguished from other political groups by its peculiar purpose and methods. The purpose of a party is to win and exercise political power. Specifically, to gain control of the government. And it was for precisely that reason that political parties were established after our Constitution was ratified. Our Constitution was loathed, despised, and detested by the black nobility of Europe. If you will take the time on the internet, or perhaps go to William Cooper's book, Behold the Pale Horse, you can find and read the Verona Treaty. And just understand why the black nobility of Europe and why the Illuminati loathed, despised, and detested this concept of free men on free land. Yes, they still had some slaves. But there were plenty of white slaves as well as Negroes. It wasn't race specific, it was a station in life, it was your status. It was where you had found yourself as the Industrial Revolution began to free up more and more people from their perpetual serfdom, which had stayed with them ever since feudalism back into what they call the Dark Ages. Nothing dark about it, it's just that in those days, people didn't write down much, and so we don't have a lot written, other than what primarily came out of the church, and that would be, of course, the Church of Rome. But nevertheless, throughout the rest of today, there's going to be a continuation of excellent broadcasting here on Oracle. Immediately following this broadcast, you'll have The Global Reality with Josh Reeves. Listen to that, Outside the Box with Alex Ansari. Following Alex will be the Intel Strike Report with Doug Owen and Michael Vail. Excellent, always excellent to listen there. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowdhury follows that. Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers takes us up to midnight. And then we join Mike Chambers on the Midnight Rider, and we go on again. And unfortunately, I didn't write down all the rest of the hosts, but we have, 22 hours of live broadcasting right now with one more slot to fill. And we'll be around the clock on Oracle Broadcasting, so you'll have to work in the times of day when you want to sleep. But no matter where you are in the United States or around the world, you can listen to Oracle Broadcasting whenever you have time. And when you don't have time, if you're working, you're busy, you're out in the field, you're bringing in the hay, you're working with the cattle or the stock, or if you're in the city working a job, make full advantage, if you will, of the Oracle Broadcasting archive so that you can bring this information back. And as I like to say, whenever your hands are busy but your mind is free, you can listen to these programs over and over again and get more out of them with every listening. You know, when Lee gives his nightly news for 3 hours worth, he gives the news article and then he goes in and does his analysis. And it's that kernel of his understanding. It's the combined wisdom of all of the news articles that he and Rob and Michael and Doug and the others have gone through during the course of their day. It's that analysis, that long chain of analysis, that's the real gem. The daily news, it comes, it goes, so much of it's the same. Just different shades and different variations on the same old drill. Nevertheless, one thing we do have coming up this evening, being Thursday, February the 19th, 2009, here in southwest Missouri, right in the town of Cassville, we're going to have a guest speaker who has agreed to come into town and speak to our groups, Dr. Larry Bates, the Berry County Campaign for Liberty and the Berry County Chapter of the Ozarks Property Rights Congress will be jointly hosting guest speaker Dr. Larry Bates, a veteran newsman, economist, former legislator, and bank CEO. Dr. Bates is the author of the best-selling book, The New Economic Disorder, and he hosts the radio show Unraveling the New World Order. I'm looking forward to meeting and talking with Dr. Bates. I've heard his broadcast, Chuck and Larry Bates. I'll be interested to chat with him and then share what I find out with you. Anywho, I had some other things. Let's see, we've got a couple minutes left. Maybe I can get to it. I'll set aside that textbook, and let's just go through just a couple of these. We think about third parties. You know, we hear a lot about it. We've got the established two-party political system, and boy, if you vote for one of the third parties, you've thrown your vote away. Well, perhaps. Perhaps not. It does give you an opportunity to voice your dissatisfaction with the also-rans, the other choices. But we do need to understand that when we are trying to effect a restoration, we're going to need to focus on the disease more so than the symptoms or the victims. But in this case, the third parties really are serving a different purpose. And I'd hope to get further in our textbook because it will lay some of that out. But just for general, let me give you a little phrase here right out of this book. This is another interesting book from my library, 1001 Things Everyone Should Know About American History by John Garrity. This is a little estate auction book that I picked up. Here's his comments on third parties. We have and have had, since political parties first appeared in the 1790s, I think as late as the 1840s, but he says 1790s, a two-party system. That's an honest statement. We have and have had a two-party system. I call it the established two-party political system, but, he continues, only on rare occasions, 1860 and 1912, are the outstanding examples, have more than two parties had even a remote chance of winning the presidency or capturing a majority of either House of Congress in an election. Remember, going back, the purpose of a party is to win and exercise political power and to gain control of the government. So, back again, only on rare occasions, once in 1860 and then again in 1912, the two outstanding examples where have more than two parties had even a remote chance of winning the presidency or capturing a majority of either House of Congress in an election, yet along with an almost infinite number of splinter organizations devoted to advancing one or another particular cause, there have been a large number of significant third parties. And sometimes these have changed the course of history. Here are some of the most important examples. And we won't have time in the last minute of the broadcast to go through them all. But there are many. And on another broadcast, we'll go back and look at each of these various third parties and discuss a little bit about them because they addressed the sentiment of the people at the time. And it's like taking the news of the day and expressing it in some cases, public outrage or an outcry for change. And people express themselves and they climb up on the soapbox. If they cannot access the ballot box, they at least can get on a soapbox and they create third parties. So much to think about in the politicals. For the rest of the day, folks, make the best of it. Do all that you can to turn things around. And until tomorrow, have a good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.